You certainly can't pick on black people. Oh yeah, bruh, everybody's pedigree. Everybody has an organization. The only person you can pick on today is a tall, white, Protestant American Gentile. That's the only person you can pick on. They're the only ones without an organization. They got no place to go for help. You tell a tall Gentile, drop dead. It's up to you. That's it. You can't pick on homosexuals today. You really can't. You notice I didn't bother you? I did not bother you. You cannot pick on homosexuals. They're persecuting everybody else now. You ever notice how they're persecuting everybody else? They were persecuted before, and it was disgusting. It was, let's be honest, it was disgusting. But they've achieved a great measure of equality. Now they're expressing all the bitterness and frustration that they saved up from all the years that they were persecuted. Now when they look at a heterosexual, they are mad. You ever see how they look at you now? I say, you're cooked. And all the heterosexuals are now apologizing. I don't know how I became a heterosexual. I'm trying to get over it. This is not definite. Give me a chance. I'm thinking it over. Who says I have to walk like this? I could walk like this. You know, it's even considered bad taste. I don't know if it is here, but in the United States, if you identify somebody as a homosexual, it's considered persecution. It's considered bad taste. It's an insult. It's a personal insult. If you identify anybody as a homosexual, do you know that? Does that make sense to you?